Putin's a war criminal. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's opinion of Russia's president.
I think he is a war criminal.
As the Russian military continues its assault on Ukraine and its civilians. The latest live from Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, Ukraine says Russia has fired more airstrikes on Mariupol this morning, hours after a theater in that city sheltering hundreds of people was bombed. Ukraine says it was a Russian strike. Russia is denying responsibility. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has just addressed the Germany's parliament, saying Russia is destroying everything in Ukraine. The German parliament said the speech began late because of an attack in Zelensky's immediate vicinity. Chris.
Simon, Facebook and YouTube say they've removed a deep fake video of Ukraine's President Zelensky appearing to surrender to Russia and reported stolen from a building in New York City, about 400 bulletproof vests donated for use by medical workers and humanitarian aid volunteers in Ukraine. They were collected from law enforcement agencies around the country. The actor convicted of lying about being beaten in a hate crime attack in Chicago, Jussie Smollett, is now free pending appeal after spending 6 days in jail.
The judge is releasing him on a $150,000 bond, which he will not pay as long as he appears in court when summoned. His release comes after his lawyers appealed his December convictions, arguing he'd serve his entire sentence before the completion of the process. Last week, the actor was sentenced to 150 days in jail and a $25,000 fine, along with an additional restitution payout to the city of Chicago for just over $120,000. His lawyers also claiming his sentence was a threat to his life.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Gas prices are going down a little again, $4.29 a gallon on average nationwide, according to AAA. It was about a penny more yesterday and $4.32 a week ago. It was $2.88 a year ago, though. Stocks are higher in Asia, lower in Europe. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Another phone carrier owned by the Chinese government is banned from providing service in the United States. The Federal Communications Commission cites national security and law enforcement risks that the company could monitor or disrupt U.S. communications. The Chinese Foreign Ministry accuses the U.S. of making up security concerns as an excuse to harm Chinese companies. A Florida couple pleads guilty to stealing nearly $900,000 in COVID relief money.
Amber Brewey pled guilty to charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering in a Fort Myers court Wednesday. Her husband pleaded guilty to the same a month ago. Court documents say the two conspired to submit fake Paycheck Protection Program applications in 2020. Those applications were filled with lies about payroll, revenues, and the number of employees. The couple used the money to buy a house in North Carolina as well as a couple of cars. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the two were investigated by Secret Service last fall. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Mike Myers is once again a man of many faces in a new TV series.
Mike Myers had a lot of character research to do for his latest project. The Wayne's World and Austin Powers star playing eight roles in the new Netflix series, The Pentaveret.
You gotta do an exposé on.
If you break his story like The Pentaveret, do something good for this world.
The series focuses on a secret society of five men working to influence world events for the greater good since the Black Plague. Some of the many characters played by Myers are Ken Scarborough, a Canadian journalist determined to expose the Pentaveret.
I haven't had this much fun since I was at a nudist colony.
Former rock and roll manager Shep Gordon and Lord Lordington, the Pentaveret's oldest and highest ranking member. The six-episode series premieres on the streamer May 5th. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
You get about 5 hours to fill out your March Madness bracket. There are 16 men's NCAA college basketball tournament games today. The first starts at 12:15 Eastern. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.